it's again, I don't know what we've done. I don't know what we've done in terms of bringing on this misfortune. You will know yourself exactly what was missing from that side again today.
There's nine, I counted.
Yeah, well, I've just counted 11 lads in the dressing room to the players. That the lads in there would all say, oh, yeah, we need them lads. They would all start. Mm. It's absolutely... I've never, ever had a situation like this as a manager. I don't really know what to do about it because you can't recruit en masse like that. We're literally going from 1 week to the next thinking, I said to you at Lincoln, a couple of weeks of pay, and I think we'll be through it. You know, we had a really good performance Tuesday. But we're still toiling our way through it because things like Danny Mundy sending off, 3-game ban, they keep happening, you know, injuries that we've picked up since. But, you know, Asazi, Jordy Goff, Louis Anthony, Jacob Sturges, Jack Andrews, Danny Mundy, Finn Barker, Steve Hart, if you want to start counting him, I've not really thought about that too much all season, but, you know, like I say, I'm still forgetting a few. It is crazy. Somewhere on social media tonight, someone will have a pop and say, we should just play a load of local kids who care about the club. Well, that's exactly the problem because that's what we are doing. But the level is as such that it's unforgiving. And we're putting out young players. You know, when Tuesday night was the perfect environment to put young players on, where confidence is high, we're playing well, they're being looked after by good experienced players around them, and they come on and thrive in the right situation and circumstances. Today is the polar opposite of that, and you're just hanging young players out to dry. It's a real nasty balancing act. I'm apologetic to the people like yourself who've come today. It's a bloody long journey. I've done it myself too, and you know, we just hope we can get 3 or 4 back on Saturday and put in a performance akin to Tuesday. It's just one step forward and two back all the time.
The trouble is some of the passes were woefully short today, giving them chance to just break through our back line.
Yeah.
And
you can't do that, can you? We were wasteful in possession, but and it's a confidence thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and the game getting away from lads a little bit, and they're panicking in possession, and it just the harder you try, the worse it gets sometimes. And as I say, I've tried, and I will continue to try to not make any excuses. I'm the manager, but I can't go and sign 11 players to replace 11 players that I think are going to be back imminently. I've never known anything like it. Maybe it's the life of a manager. Sometimes time runs out on you and you don't get a chance to see the fruits of your labour and all them players come back. I hope that won't be the case. Because there's some good players there that we've just reeled off, and I can only hope that they'll all be back as a collective soon. But we've been saying that for 3 weeks now.
I know it's difficult to say because we've been well beaten today, but in one way it's more fixtures out the way.
Well, we were well beaten, but that wasn't a test for them, Rob.
No.
That wasn't a test for them. Like I say, I've seen it numerous times. Play local young players that want to play for the club. Well, we've just done that. We've just got beat 5-0 by Bourne, barely got a touch of the ball. There's levels to this game. And, you know, it's a silly narrative. We've been forced into a position where we've had to expose too many young players en masse, and we've been brutally exposed for doing that. And that's the reality of the level.
You've got to put that game behind you now. Looking forward to Saturday, which is, to me, is more important. 3 points on the...
Yeah, absolutely. The game's already behind me. I've just said to the lads, don't go. I'll tell you what I do want them to think about, some of them. You've just talked about wasteful in possession. We've just talked about it in there with Dylan, because he was criminal for it today. But on Tuesday night, he was absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely.
What I've said I do want them to do as individuals is go away and look at their games through the season and how their own performances have seesawed from brilliant to poor. Because I need to start seeing some consistency, because I can't keep picking players not knowing which version of them he's going to turn up. And that's been evident throughout the side this season a little bit. But again, maybe that's confidence in what's out and what's around them, because when everything was going well across the board on Tuesday, lads grew within themselves, and we got that performance.
They looked a different side Tuesday, didn't they?
It was a different side, Rob. I mean, I never mentioned Harrison Solomon, did I? Then I've not even listed Harrison. I think that's 11 players. Harrison, we've worked for 2 weeks. I've been trying to get Harrison's registration done with the FA, and we've had to do without him. Then we had him Tuesday. Fantastic. And he's gone for a cortisone injection yesterday through the PFA. He's been waiting 12 months for. And it's a 7-day layoff from the injection. So we'll be back on Saturday. We don't have him today. Jordy Goff was in hospital overnight. So last night, Jordy's playing. Overnight he's in hospital with something that hopefully is sorted, and we lose him today. I've honestly never known anything like it. but it can't go on forever, can it? You know.
So you hope so.
we're in a difficult moment in time, but like I just said to the boys, we're coming off obviously the points here now, disappointing result against Mansfield, then we beat Hucknall, we come and beat Shirebrook on Saturday, and all of a sudden things are looking a little bit better.
Mm.
So today's game in isolation, as in a League Cup fixture, as you say, doesn't really matter. We can wipe our mouths and move on from it, but it's just the hangover it's creating, because it gets harder and harder to keep picking lads up and keep explaining the situation for them and getting them to control the temperature in the dressing room and not feel sorry for themselves and see it for what it is. But that's the job now, because I'm not going to go out and sign 11, 12 players. I'm not going to do that. It's a tough situation we're in. I don't think that signing players is the answer, because all these lads are going to be back. What is my job right now is just controlling the temperature of the dressing room, keeping the lads understanding the circumstances and staying focused and staying driven for what really matters, which is Saturday against Shirebrook.
Do you know of any that definitely will be back for Saturday?
Geordie should be, Harrison should be, Asazi should be, Steve Hart should be. Finn probably is going to be the Saturday after to get some boots back on again. Jack Andrews is tendonitis, he could very very well be back on Saturday. There's so many I can't even bring them all to mind. Louis Anthony, I think he's 4 weeks is up today, so I'd hope Lou will be back. Jacob Sturges is in Spain with work, so he missed Tuesday and today, so he will be back. So yeah, it's going to be a completely different picture again. But then God only knows what it will be the Saturday after, because things just keep happening, don't they?
Yeah, let's hope it improves quickly.
Yeah, all right. I'm glad you've got a sense of humour.
Got to.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you.